Press an horn. Press an horn. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning, Apostolic Church in America. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. We give God thanks and we give him praise and we thank him for that we are here together today, all together in his house of praise and worship, to worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is indeed a wonderful privilege to be in the house of God one more time with you, and especially to be among these special people in the Apostolic Church of America, one a church dear to my heart. Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Then, Father, we ask in Jesus' mighty name that as we come, Lord God, to divide your word and to share your word, Father God, to sup together, Lord God, that you will be in our midst to bless and to do good. Holy Ghost, we ask you to take full control. We ask that the speaker will decrease, Lord God, and your Holy Spirit and your word only will increase and stand out. And Father, it will touch hearts and thoughts. Father, we ask you to touch the mind of every hearer of your word this morning, that Lord God Almighty, whatever you have, that each one take away from this breadboard, Lord God, it will be as thus saith the Lord, and not what of the, that of the speaker, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you for strength this morning, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God, and we thank you. Good morning to Pastor Henry and pastor of this house in the name of Jesus, the assistant pastor, Pastor Eric Fiani, in Jesus' mighty name, to Sister Judy Henry, the woman's leader, and to Sister Fiani, or the assistant, to the other members of the board of the Apostolic Church, Sister Barbara, and to the rest of them. Good morning to you all. Good morning to our visiting friends and brothers and sisters in the Lord. We thank you for joining us this morning in the name of Jesus, and we ask that we will be blessed. When we leave this place, we will all say it was good for us to be here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. This morning, the lesson that was read, the keepers, was taken from 1 Thessalonians 5:11, which reads, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." The topic that is chosen to go with this passage is encouraged to encourage. Encouraged to encourage. Praise God. And so I just want to just share with you just a few words of encouragement this morning. I feel encouraged by the Holy Spirit to encourage you, the members, visitors, leaders of the Apostolic Church in America. That therefore, just to encourage one another as you continue to do that and to build up each other, just in fact as you are doing. Because I can testify to the fact that you are a church who does just that. And I have seen it by example. Bless God. In times of doubt and uncertainty, we seek encouragement from a timeless wisdom that found in the Bible. It's the best place for us to look at that, to look for encouragement. It's from a biblical standpoint, words and wisdom that is found in the Bible. And the Bible provides a beacon of hope and strength to us, strength for us as travelers in the weary land. As we navigate life's challenges, the pages of scriptures are filled with stories of resilience, faith, unwavering support that continue to inspire us as believers all over. We see when we read the scriptures triumphant victories over insurmountable odds, to the comforting words spoken in moments of despair, and that here especially in the book of Psalms. The Bible offers us a treasure trove of example which showcase divine encouragement. And when we read a word, sometimes it just uplifts us. And sometimes one word, it just sustain us through our darkest hours. In this service, we will try to uncover a few different examples of encouragement, both from the Bible and from life itself as we so know it. Is that okay? If it's okay with you, then we will just continue. As we begin, but we just want to, let us first take a quick look of the meaning of encouragement. Again, we're looking at our key verse, which says, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And I did say, I find that you're doing that. Being among you, being around you, sharing with you, partaking with you, I find that you are doing just that. So I can attest to the fact as what the Apostle Paul was saying to them in 1 Thessalonians 5. And what was happening there, just to give you a brief overview, is that they were talking about different things in the church, the Thessalonica church, and they were asking different questions. And one of the most hardest questions was when the coming of the Lord and when Jesus will come again. And what Apostle Paul was saying to the Thessalonians is that don't worry, because you know, and as we have said in the word, he will come like a thief in the night. So all you have to do is do not worry about it. Do not keep asking for proof or direction or signs when it's come, when he's coming. So what you can do, he says, therefore, is continue what you're doing. Continue serving. Continue teaching. Continue preaching. Continue loving one another. Continue doing what you know is right. Continue to go out in the byways and hedges and to invite others to come to know him. Continue to try to win souls. Continue doing all of that. But above all that you continue to do, Paul is saying, is therefore to encourage one another as you are so doing. And this is why. So I just stopped by this morning just briefly to just say to you that we are carrying out the Apostle Paul's command, and therefore we are encouraging one another. As we talk about encouragement, and we said, let us look what encouragement means, right? And what encouragement means, it says the comfort, therefore encourage one another. To encourage thee, according to Merriam-Webster, it says encouragement is an act of giving hope and confidence to inspire with courage and spirit. from a biblical standpoint, we know that it also involves giving hope and courage and taking it from the Word of God. With the Word of God, we know that without God in the vessel, we cannot smile at the storm. Without Christ in the vessel, we cannot. So that our hope and confidence can come only from our Heavenly Father. So we know that.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And encouragement is an act of giving hope and confidence to someone, to inspire someone, as we so often say, to help lift their spirits. Now, from a biblical standpoint, we know that hope, spirit, and confidence can only come, as we said before, from God the Father, who knows how to give good gifts to his children. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, there are a number of ways that we can offer encouragement to others. As you hear that it's to give hope and encouragement. So there's a number of ways we can do that. How do we give hope? How do I, under the sound of my voice, give hope and encouragement to you, friends and family, and visitors of the Apostolic Church in America? There are three major words. There's a lot of ways, but for the sake of time, I am looking at three areas that is relevant and easily acceptable to all of us that I can share with you. Now, the first way of sharing hope and encouragement is the first thing we are going to look at it through the Word of God. And as we look at it from the Word of God, let's look at some of the warriors in the Encouragers Hall of Fame. Let us look at one of this chief warrior, Barnabas himself, who is known as the son of encouragement, and you can visit him in Acts 4 and 36. Amen?
Yes.
Barnabas, he encouraged Paul.
Amen.
Barnabas was known as the son of encouragement. He played a vital role in uplifting and supporting Apostle Paul during the early days of the Christian church. And when they were hesitant to welcome Paul due to his past persecution of the church, Barnabas stepped up and he explained, and he said, Barnabas was quick to extend a hand of friendship and affirmation towards Paul and let them know his potential and growth and leadership within the church community. That is unwavering encouragement. Barnabas helped Paul to integrate in the early church and also empower him to embrace the calling as an apostle to the Gentiles. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. So that's Brother Barnabas. The next that we have is none other than one you may remember, Jonathan. Jonathan in 1 Samuel 18, verse 1, he was a friend of who? David. King David. Why do we choose Jonathan? Because as we are talking about encouragement, Jonathan demonstrated a real brotherly love. And we are talking about encouragement. It was a sacrifice and loyalty. Remember, Jonathan was heir to the throne of his father. When his father would leave or dies, then he would take over the throne. Jonathan was heir to the throne. But in spite of that, Jonathan recognized that God's favor was on David, and he did what was the right thing for us to do. He stepped back and let God. Let go and let God. And that's what Jonathan did. He stepped out of the way. He encouraged David. And their bond was rooted in mutual love and respect for all. They exemplified true friendship there. That even going against his father's will, He sent his messenger. You can visit him in 1 Samuel 18. And instead of succumbing to the jealousy that his father had and seeing David as a rival, Jonathan chose to encourage and uplift David. Isn't that a true sense of encouragement? What a better way to encourage, to put someone ahead of yourself, even when it means that you will not shine, you will not glow, but someone is going to get the glory. And you said, but for God, this can only be inspired by the Spirit of the Almighty God. As we move along, we look at the Apostle Paul. How can we not mention him? I call him the priest of encouragement. In one of his most iconic verse, in Philippians 4 and 13, that we echo so often, it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And sometimes when we speak the word, we speak it because we know it comes from God, it's come from the Bible, it comes from the throne room. But within our human strength, within our bodies, we do not feel the words we are saying. But we are trusting that by the grace of God, that through the giving of the Holy Spirit upon our lives, we can do all things through Christ himself who gives us the strength. My Lord God Almighty, Lord, we just thank you. God, we just praise you. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Paul frequently expressed his deep care and concern for the brethren. In all the letters that the Apostle Paul has written, each time it is if he hear at some form of this concern among the church, and he is concerned about it because all he cares about is that every one of us will reach the promised land, that each one of us will come through, each one of us will cross over. And so he has deep concerns for the body of Christ. And hence he writes him his letters that he wrote. In his letter to the Thessalonians, which he wrote, encourage one another and build each other up. How do you know that we keep coming back to that, which is encouraging one another? You know that we go through sometimes some trying times. You know that sometimes, given this life that we are facing, given it worse if we listen to news, then we know there are challenges. But then within ourselves, because it's like the enemy is he doesn't take time off. He takes no vacation. He does not give any vacation to his people. He's a hard taskmaster. So they are always on the job, Satan and his entourage. So sometimes what he does, he said, you have to double up on this person. Double up on the church. Double up on the ones you see staying in prayer. Double up on the ones who are preaching and teaching the word. Those that you find trying to live by the word, those are the ones you have to go after. So we are constantly a target. The enemy is constantly have your bow, his bow and arrow aimed at us. It is aimed at us. And therefore, sometimes what they plan strategies, and if he can't get you, we have a saying in Jamaica that says, if you can't catch Quacko, you catch him short. Okay? So if we cannot get the one get you, we will get those close to you. And the ones close to you, that's where the enemy comes in and climbs through the window to come in to the ones close to you. And the ones close to you rattle your feathers sometimes, ruffle your feathers. It gets to you. The ones close to you get on, I don't know how many nerves we have, but I heard it said, get on your last nerves. Now, I am asking you all, do not mention that. Don't use that phrase, because we have nerve, and the nerve that he has given us, and the word of God said that the very hairs on our heads is numbered. So can you imagine if the hairs on our head are so much that we can look at and see what a strand of hair looks like? Just imagine the nerves inside of this body that Almighty God has made and shaped. How on earth can the enemy use anyone to get within, to be and use up all of those nerves, and only have one left that is getting on the last nerve? Let us not use that phrase, because our nerves are intact, and we are prophesying over ourselves that we are covered under the blood of Jesus. We are whole, we are consecrated, we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we're covered under the blood. And there is no last nerves that is left, that is that we are intact. Our nerves are not utilized, it is not defrayed, it is not weak in the name of Jesus. We are workmanship of Christ. So the and what we are saying, going back to our theme verse, is that mutual encouragement emphasizes the significance of a community support and unity among believers, as we all, from whatever church, from whatever denomination you are, it encourages us as believers, as we navigate this journey of faith. It is life we are living, but we are living in faith, truly, through faith, by faith.
Amen.
By uplifting one another with words of hope and inspiration, Paul demonstrates the transformative power that encouragement can have, both in individuals, communities, and within the body of Christ. Let me say that again. By uplifting one another with words of hope and inspiration, with acts of love and kindness, Paul is demonstrating the transformative power that encouragement can have on both us as individual and with communities. The people around us is our community, and within the body of Christ, with the ones we have fellowship with. Amen? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then the next one in our encouragement hall of fame, we are moving quickly. The next one is Moses. Moses, he was an encouragement to Joshua. When Moses handed over the leadership to Joshua, remember, Moses had to decrease and Joshua increasing now. The Lord tell Moses to anoint Joshua. Now you talk about he didn't have none of what we have now, called bad mind and grudgeful. We never have no bad man, and he never have no grudgeful. It looked like God never make it that time, because we have plenty of it now. And it not seem like Joshua had, Moses had none. Because if it was in at this time, he would have killed him with bad man and grudgeful. And red eye. Boy. Hallelujah, Jesus. As Moses handed over the leadership to Joshua, he provided not just instruction, but it was words of encouragement. In Deuteronomy 31:7-8, Moses tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. To be strong and courageous. And we are using, for he said, the Lord your God is with you, and he will never leave you alone. That's another one we can use this morning to anyone out there under the sound of my voice. If you feel down and you are feeling displaced and you're feeling out of it, as we say so commonly, so often, take the words from Moses to Joshua. Be strong. Be strong and courageous. For your Lord, your God, is with you, and he will lead. He will lead the way. He will lead the way. Mighty God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. And the act of what that is empowering. This goes to leadership now. Is the act of empowering leadership shows how important it is to uplift others in the in time of transition. So if one leader have to say, oh no, you go ahead and put, so you said you prefer others over yourself. You said, no, you don't have to. I'm okay. You go ahead. And then to encourage you, say the Lord your God is with you and he will lead the way. Not just to say to go ahead, but to encourage also as he go. So his passing encouragement can be seen as a form of legacy building in the Bible. We're building legacy when this is how you are and you put others ahead of yourself. You are building up what we are building on what the Lord has blessed us with. He has empowered us with. And we have many gifts according to the Apostle Paul. But then we have a legacy that we leave behind that. But we put others before ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So true example, we learn that the words of encouragement have long-lasting effect beyond our lifetime, because sometime after we're dead and gone, we'll hear others say, if my mother, if my father, if my grandfather was here, he would have done this, he would have said this, he would have gone. Praise God, we have to move on, we have to move on. We cannot lodge there for a while. Oh, can we forget real quickly? Oh, we did not mention our Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking. We know we're talking about him and all of that. But now we are looking at him as encouragement to the disciples. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank God for Jesus. Praise God for Jesus. Praise him one time. Praise the Lord two times. Praise the Lord three times. Praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Praise the Lord for Jesus. Hallelujah. In Matthew 14 and 27. In Matthew 14 and 27. Jesus, he assured his disciples. In the midst of the storm. Just let's look at ourselves in the midst of life's storm. The things that are bothering us. The things that so easily get on our last nerves. Remember, we're not going to use it again. This is the last time. All right. And when we are in the midst of it, that is the storm, in the midst of a storm. And he said, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. This is just just think of it. And here we are going on, and the phone rings, and we pick it up, and I said, hello, Sister Barbara. And she said, do not be afraid. Take courage. It is high.
Yeah.
And just so simple, so easy. It is high. But, and I said, bless you, my sister. Thank you, and thanks for calling at this time. But when we hear those same words, say, take courage, it is I. And it is coming from the Master. Oh, my Lord Jesus. It is coming from Jesus himself. It is coming from the man who can calm the storm. It is coming from the man who everything obeyed his voice. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Take courage, brothers and sisters. Take courage, the Lord is saying to us this morning. Take courage, it is the Lord God Almighty. Take courage. It is He. It is He. It is the Lamb of God. Oh Lord. And then in John 16:33, He reminds His disciples that what did He say? John 16:33, He says that He has overcome the world. So, in the face of tribulation, they are going to go out there to face tribulation. And we as disciples know many of us are in the face of tribulation right now. We are being tested. We are being tested from every side. But we can hear the word of God saying to us, Jesus Himself is saying that be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. My God Almighty, let us continue to just look to the overcomer. Let us look to Him so that He has overcome the ultimate victory and power over all obstacles that He faced. They tried to kill Him. They tried to do everything to Him. And He has overcome. So Jesus inspired His followers to persevere with unwavering faith and confidence. Overall, through all these examples, we see how Jesus' words of encouragement were not just mere words, but they are powerful reminders that transcend the circumstances and the fears and the ups and downs and the finality of life itself. These are words of encouragement. Hallelujah. And we are reminded of Paul and Silas. They were in prison. Now all of us, we get upset and we are down and we are worried and we are troubled, but we are walking free. We go to the store, we come back, we go to church, we do all what we want. But here are two people who were in prison, behind bars, chained, not fed with given. No, we don't have three meals a day. There is no fried chicken and nothing. They are just given water and just held in stocks and guarded on every side. And here are these two people, Paul and Silas. And they were singing songs of praises, hallelujah. They were singing, hallelujah. And this is just a reminder. This is another nugget of encouragement to remind us all, not just you, but myself involved, that when sometimes you are unsuppressed and oppressed and down, you just have to sing. And so in prayer and praise is another way of encouraging ourselves and encouraging others. It is so much in the Hall of Fame that we could not go through them because we have to touch on our others this morning. But just to give you a taste of it, we talk about the book of Hebrews, and if you want encouragement, you have to go there in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that example of Jesus Christ who endured the suffering and shame for the joy that was set before Him. In Hebrews 12:1-2, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we cannot, although we are pressed, we are pressing for time, but we cannot leave out this one here. We cannot leave out King David. We cannot leave King David out of it. When we talk about the whole, the Hall of Encouragers, Hall of Fame, in the Encouragers Hall of Fame, King David, 1 Samuel 36, what did he do in this part? Mark you, he wrote the Psalms, the book of Psalms, and that's what we go, some of us know some of the Psalms by heart. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Oh Lord, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Oh, Almighty God, and we could go on and on and on. But in the, one of the iconic things of King David in the Hall of Encouragement, Hall of Fame, is when they were ready to kill him. Not strangers, his own people. Because they went out to battle. And when they came back, they had plundered their camp, taken their wives and children, taken their stocks, their livestock, and have left the David and his followers desolate. And the word of God said, they said, you know what? I don't think he's leading good. And sometimes for those in leadership, somebody may come up and they may be saying, you know, I think she know or he know what he's doing. I mean, I know why he or she do some of that. And then we'll talk and say. And you think you're doing your best. But then somebody out there is seeing another way and the better way it can be done. And they talk against you and about you. Your very own people. Those that sup with you. Those that eat with you.
Yes.
And then this is the time. And they said, make us kill him. We're going to kill him. We have to. And the word of God said, when David learned of that and realized what was happening, David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Despite facing numerous challenges and hardship, he continued to seek solace and strength by being in close communion with the Almighty God. Remember, he has been through many. He ran for his life from Saul. He faced Goliath. Remember, he has been through a lot. But he drew courage from his relationship with God, trusting that the battle was ultimately in God's hand, knowing that by himself he could do nothing. But look to the hills from whence cometh his help. And he asked the Lord, should I go after them to go get back with his wife and with family and with things? Should I pursue? And the Lord said, go, pursue. He said, but yes, you said we must go. But will I overcome? He said, yes, you will overcome. Pursue. And this is teaching us. This is encouraging us. That when we don't just seek, you know, to have comfort because the time is difficult. But we must be inspired to continue to worship and praise wholeheartedly. Because David is one who the Psalms is songs. Songs of praises, songs of deliverance. Sometimes it is songs of depression and some of that. But he is a staunch reminder of encouragement, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. That's why he's here. And then the last one, there is so much more, but I have to stop so the last one in the Encouragers Hall of Fame is Naomi and Ruth. Ruth and Naomi, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more often. If aught but death, part thee and me. The song that come to my mind, write down the song that come to my mind. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Ruth and Naomi, and see how Ruth and Naomi, you all know the story. And if not, you go to the book of Ruth and hear what happened. Ruth and Naomi is what we call now in another Jamaican phrase, one hand washed the other. Because she had lost all her family, all her children, her sons and her husband. And Ruth come now that if Naomi have a headache, Ruth could be there to put something on it. And she, at the same time, she knew the terrain of her land. She knew about the harvest and so. And she could advise Ruth to say, wash your face. Put on your clothes where they never have no lipstick yet. But she says, straighten up yourself and go down to cousin Boaz. So she encouraged Ruth. She encouraged Ruth. And Ruth brought into her bosom that even in her old age, she had Obed to hush him and put him on his breast. And she knew, she had the remembrance of being a mother to her two sons. Almighty, what a Savior. What a Savior. What a Lord. Naomi mentorship towards Ruth serves as a timeless example of how uplifting words can profoundly impact someone in their journey. Or you can instill hope and resilience in someone along the way. The relationship between a daughter-in-law, because you know how they said the daughter-in-law, mother-in-law story, but this one, top it off. It showcased encouragement and the power to transform life by example, because Ruth know God, and Naomi know God, and Ruth follow her to say to God, you serve, I will serve. I will serve. Where thou diest, will I die. What a bond that could be knitted so close. Two different cultures, a Moabite and an Israelite, a Jew, and two can come together on a mutual accord in the bond of love and friendship. May the God Almighty be praised. May God be praised. This is the fullness of kindness and soul. So, with all that, we have to stop here out of the Hall of Fame. And what we are just looking at real quickly is just to tell you some other ways in which we can offer encouragement. And this is not, those were all the biblical ways. But we are showing you, just want to run over some of the other ways now that we can do. And some of those ways is that we can do encouragement through prayer and praise. And it comes hand in hand. Just call and say, I just called this morning. Just can I have a word of prayer with you for just 2 minutes? You don't know what they're going through. But just through power, just through prayer. Sometimes they might be on their own, and I am telling you, and you just say, the Lord had me call you, and I just want to say a word with you. And you just have to do a short prayer. You do not have to take Jesus off the cross. Just say, may God bless you and cover you. May he shine his light upon you, and may he give you strength for today in the name of Jesus. And that is it. And then true praise. Sometimes we call, and I have a friend. I'll tell you a real quick little story. I have a friend, and she calls pretty often. She calls, and when she calls, I am trying to be very nice. Oh, you know, me trying to be a nice lady, you know? And so she tell me the story a couple times already. And she tell me about it. But it is something that, you know, it's bothering her. It's about family members and what's going on within the family. And so she's hurting and she needs to vent. So I try to be a nice lady and I listen. But then it dawned on me that each time we meet, and she's taking at least a half an hour, and we're talking about all this. So I said to her, you know, we as children of God, make us just ask God to help us, because you and I talking about it, it's not helping John, and it's not helping Mary, and them doing the same thing on your soul. So, she said, it's true, we need to pray. We need to pray, and that's why I'm telling them that they have to go to church, and then she starts the story all over again after I say that. So what I do, I started singing, and now I cannot sing. I can't sing, I cannot hold a note in the bucket. But once I started, I think that helped her, and so what she does, she said, well, all right then, we will talk later. Because and so I start saying, it'll soon be done. All my trials and troubles, when I get home on the other side, hallelujah. I won't get you off the line, so let me stop there. So I started, and once I start, she said, all right then. All right then, sis, we'll talk later. So what I'm saying, we can encourage with a song, with a few words of a song. You all sing, can sing better than I, so I put offer that. You can send a text just to say, I love you. There's a sister at church, she's not there any longer, but what she always said, I love you and you can't do nothing about it. And so when I talked to her, I said, I am not trying to do anything about it. Please love me more. Okay? So let us love at each other, the band that you can't do nothing about it. Just call and tell someone, I love you. That's a word of encouragement. And just do the other one and said, I am sending smiles to you. I hope you're hearing my smiles. I love you. And that will evoke a smile in the person too. So I'm just calling to send you some smiles. And for those who are close, you can put a card in the mail. You know, people stop writing now because we are doing everything by text. But I don't know about you. It is very nice when the mailman have a job to do, because if we don't write, then they're going to make the mailman obsolete. So send a card, put a card in the mail, and just said, thinking about you, say a kind word. And what one lady did, she sent $5 in the card, and she said to me, treat yourself. Now, I'm sure some of us will be thinking, $5 and the money in a day's expensive time, but $5 is $5 more than we had. And I did one of the fast food, they have a thing that they call now that you can get for $5 and you get 3 items. So, listen to me. We have to look out for each other. We have to encourage. And the last of it, so we encourage through prayer and praise. We encourage by sending cards. We encourage by the word of God. We encourage by singing. We encourage through loving action. Loving action is that you can cook some dinner, and if you go and you go to the store and you get too much of one thing, you said, if you passing or if I pass by you, I will drop off a few of these for you because it was too much. And this is love in action. Love in action. Send the card with the $5. That's love in action. Good, but a text, love in action. See if we can run a errand for somebody. That's love in action. So we have, and I said, above all, love is the greatest of all. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and all those. But the greatest of those is love. The greatest of them is love. My Lord God. So, as I said, let us encourage each one. Let us say, if you were not an encourager, I pray that as soon as after leaving here now, and when we leave church today, we will be an encourager. We will begin to be one. Encouragement is one of the most powerful tools that we have as believers. Our words make a difference in somebody's life. The words, the pastors, Pastor Henry, and Pastor Fiani, Pastor Dean, when they preach, they have to preach the words, and they have to preach it in love. So words have our encouragement. It is a powerful tool that we have. So church, let me ask you, when you ask yourself, don't answer me, just let me ask you, church, friends, and brethren, when was the last time you encouraged someone? You answer yourself. You think about it and you act about it. And you tell the truth to Jesus.
Yes.
All right. We all face these difficult days, don't we? But the Bible tells us that we have the power to make a difference in each other's life. How? How? You are there and I am here. Through our words of encouragement. Remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:11 said, therefore encourage one another, build up each other. Paul was saying that you continue to do this, that they were already doing, because some of you are lovey-dovey people. Some of you are nice. Some of you are givers, carers. But we are saying to continue to do. And if you reach out beyond to those who don't know, we see someone beyond the street, good morning, how are you, with a smile on your face. That smile, it doesn't cost you anything. It is not a $5 smile. It is a precious smile. It comes from within a heart that is burst on God, that is focused on God. Something coming from the Almighty. A smile which is made perfect because of the power of God within you. It is priceless. Smile. And sing a song. Sing a song. A note of encouragement. Sometimes sing the song. There is a go-to song. Sometimes when I get overwhelmed. And I have a son. Sometimes when I think about him, I can't pray. And another thing real quickly that you need. There is a prayer that I pray. And that prayer has 5 letters. And let me share that prayer with you. Jesus. 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 Lord, you know. Jesus. And oh God Almighty, I cannot bring out the words and I cannot gutter out. It is overwhelming and too much. But when I call on your name, at the name of Jesus, demons will flee. At the name of Jesus, every thought will go away. At the name of Jesus. So I just call. I just pray that prayer. Because sometimes I can't say, I am down and I am out. And I have no other one to call. I just say his name. Say the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we speak life into each other, speak love into each other, speak kindness into each other, speak with one another and said, we will stay focused with God's truth. Give a word of encouragement. And that's the love that we are going to share. That the love. He said the greatest of these is love. And remember, encouragement is embodied in love. It's embodied in different ways. Through acts of kindness. But more than all, a prayer, a song, a hug. If we see each other. And I will just tell you, I said, I'm hugging you. My niece graduated. And I said, listen, hug, just hug. I said, can you feel the hug? And I'm hugging myself. And I'm saying, can you feel the hug? And she said, yes, auntie, just hug. We do a virtual hug. And God Almighty and the God of grace will pass it all understanding. He will guard our heart. God bless you all. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you this morning. Thank you.